Good morning. Today we continue the series on the fourth servant song recorded for us in Isaiah 52 verse 13 to Isaiah 53 verse 12. Today we will look specifically at Isaiah 53 verse 3, which reads, "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him." We're told twice in verse 3 that Jesus was despised. The word despised is an expression of disdain and contempt. Dr. John MacArthur Jr. wrote a book on the fourth servant song. It is entitled The Gospel According to God, Rediscovering the Most Remarkable Chapter in the Old Testament. Dr. MacArthur said in that book, quote, "They deemed him," that's Jesus, "vile, contemptible, worthy of shame and derision, mainly because instead of leading the nation to triumph over the Romans, he died. Worse yet, his earthly life ended in sorrow, disappointment, and execution by Roman officials. The people of Israel," he continued, "could have looked at the death of Jesus with all its horrors and recognized it for what it was, God's sacrifice of his Son as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. They could have viewed it as a sacrifice pictured when God provided Abraham with a ram to offer as a substitute in place of Isaac. They could have seen Christ's death foreshadowed in the Passover lamb whose blood on the doorpost delivered the people from God's wrath. They ought to have been able to understand that he was offering the final and only true sacrifice that takes away sin, something the countless millions of animals sacrificed over the centuries could never do." Jesus had, after all, repeatedly spoken of his death as a ransom for sinners. "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Matthew 20, verse 28. They were not looking for a savior. They were hoping for a political military hero. So when the Messiah turned out to be a man of sorrows, they held him in contempt, as many still do. End of quote. Verse 3 tells us that not only was Jesus despised, but he was rejected by men. The New American Standard Bible renders the verse, "Jesus was despised and forsaken of men." In other words, Jesus was totally abandoned by Israel. He was totally dismissed. They did not rate him. As far as Israel was concerned, them lose after him. So much so, Israel did not want to be associated with him. Here is the man who, in their mind, had the ability to secure the overthrow of the oppressive Roman colonizers, and instead he allowed himself to be crucified. For Israel, nothing could have gone so. Them lose after Jesus big time. In their minds, Jesus let down the side. One thing Christians would do well to learn from Jesus' rejection is that the more you are like Christ, the more you'll be hated and rejected by the world. But don't let that induce a faint-heartedness in you. For Jesus did say, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Verse 3 tells us also that the Lord Jesus was a man of sorrows. Sorrows, as used here, includes suffering, pain, and affliction. The word sorrows speaks of extreme anguish that was inflicted on him through unspeakable torment. The term "man of sorrows" includes the emotional and mental sufferings that Christ endured as well. As a man of sorrows, Jesus bore the pain of the nails in his hands and feet, the pain of the crown of thorns, the pain of the spear that pierced his side. He also bore the pain of betrayal, the pain of abandonment by his disciples. But most painful of all, Christ bore the pain of abandonment by God as he hung there on the cross. Christ bore more sorrow than anybody has ever borne and will ever bear. He bore the sin of the world as the just for the unjust. Verse 3 says also that Jesus was acquainted with grief. To be acquainted with grief is to know a most acute form of pain. The pain of grief is internal. The pain of grief is both mental and emotional. The pain of grief is what the soul experiences. Some people who are in grief would rather bear physical pain than endure the pain of grief. Some people would rather have a root canal without anesthesia than to bear certain forms of grief. Hanging on the cross, Jesus was in great grief as he secured a great salvation for you and me. Christians would do well to note that great pain and great grief often comes with great service for God. There's a lot of pain in Jamaica. There's the pain of the drug abuser. There's the pain of the woman who is in anguish because she had an abortion. There's the pain of persons who are left to grieve following the murder of their loved ones. There's the pain of victims of sexual assault and sexual abuse. Jamaica knows sorrows. Jamaica knows grief. Jamaica is a hurting nation. Jamaica needs a savior who knows sorrows. Jamaica needs a savior who knows grief. That savior is the one presented in Isaiah 53 verse 3. His name is Jesus. He is the balm in Gilead. Only Jesus, the man of sorrows, can truly understand your sorrows. Only Jesus, who is acquainted with grief, can truly understand your grief. That is why the hymn writer wrote, "He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me." Christ was despised, but he himself despises not. Christ was rejected, but he himself has opened his arms to receive those who have rejected him. Christ, through his sorrows, now offers joy to everyone who would now come to him. Christ, having endured grief, did so that we don't have to bear the eternal grief and pain of being lost for all eternity. The last part of Isaiah 53 verse 3 is instructive. It says, "We hid our faces from him." There are many listening who are hiding their faces from Jesus. Jesus has turned his face toward us to offer us salvation from the wrath of God toward sinners and the assurance that he would never leave us nor forsake us. But many, instead of rejoicing in such a savior, instead of pledging allegiance to such a savior, instead of gladly surrendering to such a savior, we, like ancient Israel, are hiding our faces from him. Jesus has turned his face toward us with the expectation that we would turn our faces toward him. Isaiah 52:14 tells us that as Jesus hung on the cross, his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. There is no need to hide our faces anymore at Jesus because he is no longer the suffering servant. His face is no longer disfigured. He is the glorified Savior. He has a glorified resurrection body. His face today is a glorious face. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4:6 said, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Don't hide your face from Jesus. Instead, face Jesus. Approach him in repentance, and he will save you from your sins. If you, my non-Christian friend, continue to hide your face from Jesus, the day will come when Jesus will hide his face from you, and then you will hear from him, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Christ has turned his face toward you. Won't you turn your face toward him? We will continue the series next week. Until then, may Christ bless you greatly.